Good morning, everyone. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter. I'm going to actually cover a topic I wanted to record about. Basically, I wanted to talk about what it's like to grow up in a household with an alcoholic parent. I've also recorded another audiobook about being adopted. The family that I grew up in, my adoptive mother, was an alcoholic. She would drink vodka, she would drink whiskey, she would drink brandy, she would drink wine, she would drink anything. She wasn't one that went out to the pub or anything like that. It was always that she'd drink at home. Sorry, I got disconnected there. She would always drink at home. You name it, she drank it. I knew from an early age that something wasn't right. I obviously didn't know about alcohol or really what it was or what it did or whatever. But I knew she'd, you know, as I got older, I was afraid of bringing people home from school because she used to work part time. And certain days, Tuesday and Thursdays, she would be at home and she'd drink from an early hour, if you like. But then by the time I come home from school, she'd be so drunk. You know, there was no point in trying to have a conversation, so I used to just go up straight to my bedroom and hide, basically. Just want to escape. I found it really hard growing up with this. And I used to hate, you know, Christmases, because I knew she'd be drunk by the time we were having our dinner and she wouldn't want to eat, and you know, she'd be hiding alcohol. You know, you name it, she hid it. And she hid it in places, you know, at home. Sorry, I'm multitasking her. She hid it in places, you know, washing up baskets, presses, behind, hidden in the back of cupboards. You know, and I was so used to it. It just became part of the way life was. I still find it difficult. I moved out some years ago for many reasons, but one reason was I just couldn't put up with it anymore. I couldn't know when I get home what way is she going to be. Is she going to be flat on her back or what? And I thought to myself, I've got to live my life for myself and not be worrying about her all the time. And you know, I've come to accept that's what she is, and she drinks for a reason, and she drinks to escape from something, and that's her decision. But I know that it's very, very difficult to deal with, and it put me off alcohol for a long time, because I saw the damage it did. I saw how much people were hurting because of it. And I'm not a big drinker anymore. I don't drink that often at all, but life is really tough when you're dealing with someone that has a disease and alcoholism. They're an alcoholic. Their whole life revolves around alcohol. And no, she doesn't go to the pub or drink that way that often. She will be drinking at home. And I remember watching a Meg Ryan movie, and she was an alcoholic in this movie, and I just couldn't watch it. I just could not watch it. I tried to watch it, but everything in that movie was just like how it was for me. The embarrassment, the shame, that I couldn't bring people home because I'd be afraid of what they'd think. And it's still the same now. I don't like going home. I try and limit the times I have to go home because I don't know how she's going to be. And it's very hard to deal with. And I just so wish it wasn't like this. And when she's not drinking and she doesn't have money to go drinking or buy alcohol or whatever, she's totally different. And I can talk to her, we can get on and we can have a laugh. But then I know when she's drunk, I just can't cope with it anymore. And it's tough. But I've decided that's her life. That's how she chose to live her life. I can't change it. I can't change her. The only person that can make that step is her, and she's not going to. So I just wanted to share this, and just for people who are living in the same circumstances as I was, feel free to get in touch with me anytime, and I'll try my best to help. And I will speak to you guys very soon. Okay, thank you. Bye.